The government and Red Cross have spent more than $15 million helping immigrants to pay their rent and bills after becoming stranded in the country without jobs. Red Cross says some of those helped through the Manaaki Mahuhiri program were in distressing and sometimes terrifying situations, sleeping in cars and unable to return home. Jill Bonnet reports.
Argentinians Felipe Diacinti and Sofia Sagini faced sleeping in their van when they arrived in Queenstown looking for work in July. The backpackers had been travelling in it for 6 weeks, but the winter had closed in as they headed south looking for work.
Outside is freezing, it's really cold. And if you don't have battery heaters or anything, you're prepared. I don't know if it's possible or really comfortable to spend the winter nights in the van.
Strangers put them up for a few days, and then they discovered the visitor care program, which paid their rent and gave them food vouchers. They later found jobs at the ski fields and are now near Cromwell working on the harvest. Internal Affairs paid $7.4 million in rent and utility bills, and Red Cross spent $7.9 million on food vouchers and medication for 11,000 travellers and unemployed foreign workers. The General Manager of Migration at Red Cross, Rachel O'Connor, says it also provided them with blankets and warm clothes for the Kiwi winter they'd not been expecting to stay for.
I mean, we've had people come into the Red Cross buildings and, you know, as we've talked with them or as we've given them food vouchers, you know, people have just burst into tears because they've been in a desperate situation and haven't known what to do next.
The program started in July and helped 4,500 seasonal workers and more than 6,000 other migrants. During the first lockdown, tales of immigrant hardship included a worker asking for adult nappies so he could sleep in his car and others going hungry. The government refused to use a special epidemic provision of the Social Security Act to give immigrants benefits, as it had asked Australia to do with New Zealanders in need. Social media forums popped up. Travellers and workers asked for places to stay, and New Zealanders posted offers of help. Tasman Church pastor Greg Cago says the church and community there rallied around, finding casual jobs for unemployed seasonal workers and holding fundraisers.
We just hosted a big end of harvest community concert and folks turned out in their droves, and I didn't even declare that it was going to be a donation, but people wanted to donate, so that was wonderful.
Fundraising also helped pay $300 COVID tests, which were the final hurdle for those who found flights back to the Pacific Islands. He says they didn't know about the government help available for RSE workers who had been stranded after finishing their harvesting work. Rachel O'Connor says they used social media, contacted backpackers, hostels and food banks, with posters in a dozen languages and outreach to rural areas. They were receiving 200 applications a day, and she says although that's down to 60 daily requests, the need is still there. She says the government is deciding what support, if any, it will provide after the programme finishes at the end of this month. For Morning Report, Jill Bonnet.